as you
Okay,
will.
that's my job, right? So,
That's your job.
okay, so, Boker Tov to everyone. Well, we'll get started now. Okay, so last week we completed Sif Dalet, where we learned perhaps the most practical thing that we took away for our lives was that a person is not allowed to taste anything before Kiddush, Friday night. We'll talk about Shabbos morning in a few, some shiurim from now. And even water, and we said that and even if the meal start sorry, even if you started Shabbos early, meaning, while it's still daylight, you needed to stop. And even if you were in the middle of a meal, you would do Poris Mapo Makadish. You could be eating. It's sunset is 6 o'clock, and I started at 5:15 or I was eating. Whenever I started, maybe I started at 2 in the afternoon because there was a Sudas Nisuin. It was a wedding, so we started early and whatever. There was a first course, and then there was a dance. We were dancing, 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 and now it's whatever it is. It's 5:15. You could accept Shabbos at this point. So, okay, I'm in the middle of my meal, but I decide to stop, cover any bread at the table. I should probably bring out at that point also two whole loaves, cover them as well, and make Kiddush right then and there. We talked about that if you were drinking wine previously, though, you would not make the Borei Pri HaGafen bracha because there's no need. You already said Borei Pri HaGafen. The wine is still covered from the very same meal that you were taking part in. That's why you would say Kiddush without the Birkas Hayayin. And then afterwards, you would need to make Hamotzi according to the first opinion. There were two opinions about this issue. Yes, Steve?
You have to wash. That was the one thing I
Ah,
forgot. I'm like,
I would think that if you need to make a new Hamotzi, that you would need to
the
wash.
second time.
Yes, because I think that if that Borei Pri HaGafen was enough of a hefsek to create, according to the first opinion.
Right.
According to the first opinion, if it's enough to create a hefsek that you need to make a motzi lechem min haaretz, it's enough to create a hefsek that you would need an etzilas hadayim. That would be my logical approach to it. That's the first opinion. Now, the good news about that is that what I just said has no halachic bearing because we don't follow the first opinion, right? Ultimately, follow the second opinion of the Yesh Omrim, says the Mishnah Berurah, because of Safek Brachos LaHakel. And we, even if you're, not going to make the Borei Pri HaGafen, you make the Kiddush bracha. You don't make hamotzi again, presuming that you were eating bread before. You could just continue your meal as is. We paskin like that opinion that you just make the Kiddush. No Borei Pri HaGafen if you were drinking wine beforehand. No hamotzi. You go weiter. But what do you need to have, even though you don't have to make hamotzi? Lechem Mishnah. You still need to have Lechem Mishnah. You need to literally have the two loaves as you begin this part of the Shabbos part of this meal. I need to break bread from Lechem Mishnah and consume some of that bread, even though you don't have to make hamotzi on it. It's a very strange notion. But this is what happens in the case of Poreis Mapa Umakadesh. And one more thing, Simeon, and then you'll jump in. I just want to make sure I review everything, and then you'll ask your question. If there was no wine, if there was no wine available, so you could be Mekadesh on bread. And you don't make hamotzi because you were eating bread from before. You bring out two loaves, lechem mishnah. You cover them, whatever other bread at the table, while you should cover them as well. This happened, by the way, side point. Friday night, there was a teen dinner here, and my family and I ate here. And the staff set it up so that there was a chal. Actually, this was happened at the lunch yesterday also. There was if anyone was here at the Kibbutz Elovim lunch,
Right.
right? There was a challah roll on every single table. Now, the good news was that Kiddush had already been made for many people. Some people, maybe who didn't hear Kiddush before, had to make Kiddush again, in which case they should make sure to cover the bread. But the Friday night, when we had a teen dinner, nobody had made Kiddush yet. But I was about to make Kiddush, and I said two things. Number one, everyone, I was making Kiddush, and I have you in mind. You'll be yotzei through my bracha. Number two, everyone knows that when we make Kiddush, the challah needs to be covered. So everybody has a job right now. Take your napkin, cover the challah at your table. So all the teens, okay, they unwrap their napkin, they cover the challah that was in their spot. Okay, good. And we make Kiddush. But if you're making Kiddush on bread, because there's no wine, So you need to bring out the bread, right? By the way, in that case, I'm not even sure you need to do pores mapa makat. I don't even know you need to do pores mapa at that point. Because what's the bread hiding from? Right? You just need to do makadish on the pas. You don't make hamotzi because there's a continued hemshech, even according to the first opinion. Ultimately, possibly you don't make hamotzi anyways. But even the first opinion would agree you don't make hamotzi because there was no break. You were doing bread. Okay, we're making kiddush, but it's on bread, right? So there was no hefsek on the bread, and therefore, even according to the first opinion, there is no necessity for another hamotzi. Simeon, go ahead with your question.
Well, I think you just answered it. What you said initially, if they were drinking wine because let's say it was the suda for the chatuna for the wedding Friday night, and he's sitting and he's eating, and yep. Then it comes time for Shabbos, he makes without the guffin because he had already been drinking wine and he's still sitting at the table. And it seems you just said that the same thing is true for the motzi. He shouldn't have to make another motzi because he's still eating in the same, he's still sitting in the same seat and he's eating and he made a motzi before.
Correct.
It's the same seuda.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. And ultimately, again, we pass in like the second opinion, which is that even if you make the kiddush on wine, the bread that you were eating from before sort of continues forward. Like that kiddush is not enough. Especially you're not even making Borei Pri HaGafen. Like you're just literally saying the one kiddush bracha. You're sanctifying the day, and now the meal is a holy meal of Shabbos. But that, according to the second opinion, that's not enough to create a hefsek. You didn't take your mind off of the bread, even if you were making the kiddush on the wine. The second opinion doesn't think that it's enough of a hefsek or a hefsek hadas. That you know, for those few moments, by the way, that you couldn't eat bread because it was offered to you. Because once it's Shabbos, you have to make kiddush, so you're not allowed to eat. Okay, but you were really still sitting, as Simeon, you said nicely, in the same chair at the same meal with the same people, etc., etc. Okay, now let's take a look at Sif Hey. That's where we're beginning anew today. So we have a case here, and I prepared this. I think I told you maybe last time I was preparing last week, and I already prepared ahead. I really read this. I read it again, and I read it again and again. And then I prepared yesterday also. I read it again, and I think I got it down. I really do. The one thing that was bothering me as I was on the car ride over here, I was like, okay, I got this down. The beginning actually threw me for a loop, and I didn't actually not threw me for a loop. It's actually I'm questioning why a particular fact is necessary. But let's read. Shnayim shayu shostim v'amru bo'u nekadesh kiddush hayom. Two people are drinking together before Shabbos. What was a great activity? Pre-gaming Shabbos. Okay. What? It's the before Shabbos kiddush club. Right? Two are drinking. They're obviously drinking wine. That's the context here. And they say to each other, let's make kiddush. The kiddush hayom. Let's sanctify the day with kiddush. It is prohibited for them to drink until they make kiddush. That's actually come as no shock. That if you accept Shabbos upon yourself, which they're basically saying, by the way, they say, come, let's make kiddush. Come, let's make kiddush means we're going to accept Shabbos on ourselves now, right? In fact, look at the Mishnah Berurah now, Sifkat on your test. He says, V'amru bo nekadesh, umayri hacha mi ba'ojom. We're dealing with a case of it's mi ba'ojom. It's still daylight out after Plaga Mincha, but still daylight. Because, how do we know that? Because the Ilu Sveik Hashecha, if it was during, meaning after Shkia, when there's a Safik Yom Safik Laila situation, or V'chol Shekem, V'vadak Hashecha, you tell me it's after Tisna Kochavim, I feel a little Amr Bo in a Kaddish, even if they didn't say, come, let's make Kiddish. Then, whether or not they said any words, it's anyways time to make kiddush. They have an obligation for kiddush here, and they are prohibited in eating and drinking. This is what we said in Sif Dalet. So we're dealing with a case here of it's Miba Ojom, okay? Two guys are I don't know why I'm assuming guys. Probably two ladies are drinking, but okay. So you have two people who are drinking here, wine, and now they are in the middle. Now, what's fascinating to me here is I think the following is happening. They're not actually having a meal. Otherwise, we have the same scenario as Sifdalet. We're just drinking here, right? We're not, I think, eating. We're just drinking. So they're drinking, drinking, drinking. By the way, of course, by the way, they're very frum. They said mincha earlier. Okay? Don't worry. They said mincha. So they did mincha. They're like in the same space, but like they're just waiting for Shabbos to start.
Purim.
It's the Purim scenario, right? The Purim Suda that goes into Shabbos. But there you're having a whole meal. There it's more like the first scenario where you have bread and a meal and the wine and the whole shebang. Here they just sound like they're drinking. Stop. Right? Which, by the way, anyone who has time to drink the hour before Shabbos, I'd like to interview you and understand how you manage your time in life, because you are way ahead of me. Okay? So
what? But should they not be? I thought they weren't supposed to be drinking just before Shabbat. I thought you're not supposed to even drink water.
So it's adif. It's definitely preferred that you're not supposed to start or drinking wine or starting a meal in the, I mean, mincha ketana ve'elach, from the mincha ketana, which is about 10 hours into the day. And so, yes, you're maybe not ideally supposed to. Let's say they did. Or the less likely scenario, but maybe not so unlikely. I don't know how people's lives are. I'm not such a big drinker. Maybe you've been sipping, nursing the wine, let's say that two people working hard in the kitchen getting Shabbos ready, and they're taking sips of wine as they're going along in their preparation for Shabbos. So there's actually been dragging from even before this man when you really should refrain. Okay, so they're drinking, and through the saying of come let us make kiddush, it has fallen upon them the obligation to do kiddush, and now they are prohibited from drinking. Okay, so let's go back up on top.
Now is that only by chashecha?
Explain your question, Simeon.
Well, it says the ilu b'safei chashecha v'lo kol shekein b'vaday chashecha afilu lo amru bo'u nekadesh. You don't have to say bo'u nekadesh to trigger the obligation to say the kiddush.
That's in a situation where it's after shkia, where it's safek chashecha. No, sorry. You would still have to stop eating and drinking once it's shkia, because then it's safek chashecha, and I have upon me, hanging over my head, the mitzvah of kiddush, whether I like it or not. But if the case here is I said to my friend, we're drinking together, let's make kiddush. You know what? It's already after plaga mincha. We can accept Shabbos. We can make kiddush. We'll make a Shabbos. Let's make this drinking a holy drinking. So they say, okay, bo'u nekadesh, fine, let's go. So they go and they get a new cup, or they refill their cup so that they have not a kos pogum, and they're going to make kiddush. Certainly, at least that's their plan. They say this to each other, let's make kiddush.
But Rav, are they sitting at a suda?
It appears to me not. It because otherwise, then we're just in the world of sif dalet. That was the previous sif. Of eating and drinking, you know, before Shabbos, and that it continues into Shabbos. Here it sounds like there's just drinking going on. Not the whole meal, just the wine. So it's a different scenario. And this situation is happening in Od Yom. And now they say, Bo'u Nekadesh. Come, let's sanctify the day.
But yeah. doesn't the Shulchan Aruch teach us, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Se'uda?
So perhaps what they're going to do, maybe Milamed Schus on their behalf, is that they'll go ahead and they'll actually eat their meal now. So when they say Bo'u Nekadesh, this will actually help the next part to understand it. When you say Bo'u Nekadesh, they might not make Kiddush 3 seconds later. They might actually say, like, let's make Kiddush. Okay, fine, I'll get the challah. I'll get the bowls ready for the chicken soup, and we'll put the plates out. There may actually be a time delay now. But because they said the words bo'u nekadesh, now they have triggered it for themselves, a situation where they are not allowed to drink or eat until they make kiddush. Okay? Okay. Shlomo, go ahead.
They're filling up a cup. They're drinking some of the cup of the wine.
Before Shabbos.
Before Shabbos. Yeah. Now they say one nekadesh. They just fill up the cup?
Sure. They would need to refill the cup, yeah.
Okay, okay. So the wine that they filled up wasn't designed for kiddush, right? I mean,
that's correct, yeah.
So do they have to put a new cup?
The cup consists. And then the wine needs to be refilled. I don't know that the wine has to be particularly poured for such purposes.
So
yeah.
What is the gums? You just mentioned.
Kos pugum means like there are different scenarios where a cup is not usable for kiddush because of some scenario, whether somebody drank from the cup, and now it's even if they took a sip. Unless I refill the cup and like I sort of fix it, there are ways to fix it. Another example is kos pugum is it's not filled high enough. Right? There are certain characteristics about the cup, about the wine, that might render it problematic to use for kiddush. Mm-hmm. But there is always a way usually to fix these situations. In a situation where it's not high enough, you fill it up more. If it's been previously consumed from. You refill it, and so therefore you sort of refresh the cup. So there are, yeah, they would need to do whatever they need to do to refresh their cup, or they can go get a new cup. Maybe they want to get the special becher for Shabbos. That's fine, but they're gonna. So they said this phrase to themselves. Now we have here. Let's go back into the Mishnah, into the Shulchan Aruch. The imratu lachazor velishtos kodem sheyikachu afal pisha einam rashoim tzrichim lachazor levarach tchila borei pri agaf aviachar kach ishtu. So if they want to go back and to drink before Kiddush. Before they make Kiddush. Now, anyone should be jumping up and down and say, what's the problem?
Yeah, we just learned. You stopped.
Exactly, right? So look what the Shulchan Aruch says. If they want to go and drink more before they make Kiddush, because there's a whole delay, right? I got to set the table, and I got to get the challah out, and now suddenly this one needs a diaper change. So like, oh, forget it. Whatever. Even though they're not allowed to drink, halachically, it is prohibited. It's very rare that the Shulchan Aruch will deal in situations where you're not supposed to do something, but if, you know, once you're doing a wrong, he doesn't want you to do two wrongs. So, if you were to do the wrong thing, and drink again before you made Kiddush, you would need to say Borei Pri HaGafen and then drink. I mean, this is like a person who really needs to drink. Like, you know, like they can't wait to whatever the time. Like, I need to drink again. No, I don't know. This is, to me, this is a very strange scenario. I can't think of a reality to this, but it's almost Achashverosh. Okay, so Bruce said Achashverosh is party. Right. So I don't know if they're making Kiddush there. Okay. So you have here what I think is really a theoretical situation. Look, it could happen in reality, but it's a very theoretical situation where they have said the words that let us come and let us make Kiddush, but they didn't need to do. It was not yet Shkia. But they were like, oh, let's make it into a Shabbos, whatever. Then there's a delay. And they're like, I want to drink a little more while I'm waiting for this, you know, the other family that he went to go get his family from across the street. And obviously it's a whole to-do. And so I want to drink a little more. So he has to say a Borei Pri HaGafen because, two wrongs don't make it right. If I'm going to do it wrong one way, I shouldn't do the second thing wrong too. Take a look here.
But it's making a Borei Pri HaGafen without accepting Shabbat. Really,
I'm not making Kiddush.
It's not a Kiddush for Shabbat.
Yeah, but I'm not allowed to drink, exactly. But I drank. So you have to make a Borei Pri HaGafen. So look what he says here in Chaf Aleph. The Imratu V'chule. Hatam, what's the reason that you have to make a Borei Pri HaGafen again? I was just drinking. By the way, here's the important halachic theoretical piece. Right? Let's not lose the forest and the trees here that the case seems so far-fetched. Before we said, in Sif Dalet, if I'm in the middle of a meal, and then it becomes Shkia, I have to make Kiddush. And we said, you don't need to make a Borei Pri HaGafen. and you don't need to make a hamotzi, even according to the second opinion. You just make the kiddush bracha and you go weiter. What we just said is if I say bohu nekadesh and I want to drink again, I need to do what? Make a bohu pregafen. That by itself should already be a shock. You just stop and think about it because that shouldn't stim so well with Siv Dalet. Okay? Let's take a look here at what the reasoning is, according to Mishnah Berurah, for this halacha in Siv Pei. He says, Atam, the oschu da'atayu mi lishtos od kodem kiddush. Od kodem kiddush. Because I have said in my mind, I am no longer going to drink. I have removed myself from drinking until I make kiddush. V'lachein doma is that. Actually, let's before we read the lachein doma. Hopefully that line by itself, the phrase I read, should already clarify why it's different. In Sif Dalid, it became shkia. I was now forced to make kiddush. The sun went behind the horizon. And now I'm not really taking my mind off of the wine and the bread. I have now, halachically, the rabbis have stuck in my face an obligation for me to say kiddush right now. Fine, I'll say these words of kiddush. I'll raise the glass of wine. I have no problem. I'll do it with a smile on my face. But I never said any words that indicated I'm stopping. Here, I used words that indicated I'm stopping. Bo nekadesh, come, my friend. Let's make kiddush, which is an implication of the wine glass we're drinking right now. I'm stopping. I never said that in Sif Dalet. I only, okay. Oh, I have to make it. All right. Where's the grape juice? Okay, great. All right, filled the cup up. Okay. You know, by the way, there's no, maybe I have to say Vayachulu, but I'm not saying Boyer Pierre Goffin, right? And blah, 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 I'm saying the bracha, and I'm on. I'm an inviter. I'm going. That's the difference here. That's what he's saying by the Ashu Da'atayu Milishtos Od Mikodem Kiddush. I have said to myself, I'm not going to drink right now until I make Kiddush. I hit the pause button on drinking. In the case of Siv Dalet, Shabbos hit the pause button on me. And that's not maybe Hesach Hadas. Do you understand the difference? Hesach Hadas is all about me, right? And by hitting the pause button, I have caused the Hesach Hadas. Okay, I've caused a break in my idea that I'm drinking right now. I'm not drinking now. Okay? And continuing the Mishnah Berurah here. V'lachein domez le'omer kodem birkas hamazon hav lanu nevarech. Those of you who were in my shiur, probably 7, 8, I've been here a long time now, maybe 8 years, 8, 9 years ago, we discussed this, okay? Where you say, come, let us bench, which is basically the equivalent of saying Rabbosai Nevarech, okay? When you say that, by the way, you should know, if you're ever in a zimun, and somebody is not at the table, and you say Rabbosai Nevarech, and you're like, oy vey, so-and-so is in the bathroom. And that includes women, because women are obligated in a zimun. Don't exclude them. I always, it drives me nuts sometimes when a woman will be in the cleaning up, by the way, first of all, why was everyone else helping? But she's in the kitchen, and she's cleaning up over there. She says, that's fine, just do the zimun with this, bench without me. No, you have a mitzvah of the zimun too. Right? Even if the men are the one who are leading it, the woman has the mitzvah of the zimun too. So don't ever exclude her in the zimun.
Rav, are you suggesting that you can have a mezumin with both genders contributing to the mezumin?
But women have, look, if there are three women by themselves, they have an obligation.
Obviously,
the answer is that if a woman participates in the zimun, that is the fulfillment of the mitzvah. She may not have been the contributing factor to making it. It's kind of like a minyan. Where there's the minion, she could still have tefillah b'tzibur if she davens in the shul with the minion, even though she wasn't counted as one of the 10 to make the minion. That is still considered tefillah b'tzibur. That's a higher level of tefillah.
But how about this? You have 5 men and 5 women, and you do Rabbosai Nevarech. Do you have to say the shame because have 10 people?
No. There's no allocator. That we count. We count as we count. But they should respond. But you say Havlanu Nevarech, right? You say Rabbosai Nevarech.
I like that,
right? It has to be at the end, Simi. We'll talk about it. The Tzarech Hashos Deachakach Lachazoru Nevarech. If you want it, then you're like you say Rabbosai Nevarech, and then you pause because you really didn't start the zimun at that point. You could pause the zimun at that point. When does the zimun really begin? It begins when you say the words Nivarech shachalnu mishal or nivarech elokeinu fi reminyan shachalnu mishal. That's really when the zimun begins. The whole birshus, this one and that one, and that, okay, that's nice. It's introductory. When you give the command of, you know, nivarech, right? Shachalnu mishal. Let's bless the one from whom we ate. Then you've started the zimun. So if you stop, you pause after havlanu nivarech kamlais. Let's all bench. Because they didn't used to say Rabbi Yosef Nevarach. They would say, like, oh, we're at the end of the meal. Guys, how about a Nevarach? Come, let's bench. Well, let's sit down and bench. If you said that and then you wanted to drink again, you would need to make a new bracha Rishona. Okay? Because you had a Hesbek Hadas. I said the words, like, I'm done eating. Let's bench. Let's bench with, like, I have a bencher in my hand and we're sitting on the table. And guys, I'm saying I'm done. Right? So then you have to make a new bracha Rishona because that's a Hesbek Hadas. But nevertheless, on the coast shall kiddush. That's the Magen Avram. The opinion of the Magen Avram. So I don't agree with this. He disagrees with the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. Says, what do you mean? You have to make another bar piyag gafen? Right. So because this is the implication, by the way, would be the following. Okay. Because if I said bo'u nekadosh, so forget doing the wrong thing and drinking in the interim. When I go to make kiddush, shouldn't I have to make a new bar piyag gafen? If I had to make a bar prayer guffin before when I drank at an incorrect time, should I have to make a bar prayer guffin now? Because of the hesach hadas, I pushed the pause button with my words. So he says, I disagree with this. The implication of that is to make a bar prayer guffin now when you make kiddush. You don't have to make bar prayer guffin. The yotzei v'abracha sheberech b'tchilas lashtia. The bracha you made before you were drinking, that should count. The halo afchu da'atayu mikosh shal kiddush b'masha amr bo'u nekadosh. Come on. When I said bo in a kaddish, you know what I had in mind? I'm going to continue drinking kiddish when I make. I'm going to drink more wine when I make the kiddish. I'm not stopping. I'm only saying I'm going to drink more, which may be the way of splitting hairs here. We're saying, well, if I was going to drink some other wine, I don't like this. By the way, I'm about to say, so I'm already telling you I don't like what I'm saying. Okay, you could say, well, if I drink wine too early, I get a false start penalty where I drank wine before Kiddush because it wasn't part of the Kiddush. There, I think of Bar Pei Gafen because I didn't have my mind on that wine. I had the wine over which I was going to say Kiddush, which I wasn't going to make a Bar Pei Gafen because I'm continuing the drinking. That wine I never stopped thinking about. I was relishing it. I was licking my lips over that wine that I was going to continue to drink. But I don't like that either because then you really didn't take your mind off of the wine. I think that's the point here. Really, it's to say that it doesn't make sense to make Bar Pei Gafen. Because bo'u nekadosh doesn't mean I'm stopping to drink wine. It means, come, let's drink more wine. Right? I'll make a bracha while I then continue to drink the wine. V'chein nira de'eno tzarech levarach gam kein al hayayin sheyish de'achar kosh shel kiddush. And it appears to me, he says, you don't need to make a new bracha on the wine you drink after the kosh shel kiddush, which is right? Let's say you make kiddush at the beginning of the meal, like a normal situation. Right? Okay, why do you have to? What am I in the middle of the 30 minutes later in the middle of the main course of the meal? I want to drink some more wine. I don't have to make a new bracha though. La'asach daite rak miashtia shekodem kiddush. You know, because I didn't take my mind off of anything except for maybe this is how he. Sorry, let me back up. Sorry. Let's read that. Let's read that phrase again. V'cheinir de'enu tzarich levarich gam kein al hayayin sheyishte achar kos shel kiddush. What about the wine that's after the kiddush, right? Because when I made the kiddush bracha, you're saying I don't need to make a bar prayer gafen because I had when I said bo'u nekadosh, I had in mind continuing to drink wine, and so the bar prayer gafen that I made before Shabbos should continue. Good. So now I made it all the way up to kiddush. Does the bar prayer gafen continue now post kiddush, or now it's like Shabbos? Now it's a totally new ball game. And the answer is no. I took my mind off of the pre-Shabbos drinking because now I'm only doing Shabbos drinking. It's a different olam. Calories don't count. Whatever. But the answer is that there's still a link here. The halo asach daite rak miashtia shekodem kiddush. I'm only taking my mind off of the drinking from before kiddush, not the drinking that happens afterwards. So the kiddush bracha itself is not some sort of hefsek. Even though I didn't make a borei prayer gafen, it's not a hefsek. There's nothing that would lead me to stop thinking that I am connected to the wine. Well, Deos Deos Bedinim Elu. Since there are multiple opinions about this question, do I make a bar prayer gafen? Shulchan Aruch says you probably should. Mishnah Berurah here, according to the Magen Ram, saying probably shouldn't. So here, by the way, usually when I'm in the Mishnah Berurah, you know, whether you've been in my shir a long time, you know, when he says Baal Nefesh, I've told this story about Rav Amital, but I'm not going to say it again. But Baal Nefesh is like, okay, you're going to be machmir, you're trying to be Yoti L'chol Adeos. I'm not such a big fan of, like, you have to, like, try to figure out everything. Like, not life. Here, I'm okay being a Baal Nefesh. Because the whole situation is very strange. In a very strange scenario of life, it's okay to be, I think, in this case, to be machmir. And he says, Roy L'chol Baal Nefesh, anyone who's a really stringent, careful person, Lizahir Shalom Yav Elidekach. You know what? Don't come to such a situation. Don't be a pre-Shabbos drinker. Okay. Wait till Shabbos to really delve into the wine. If you're in this situation, he doesn't want you to get involved in the Shiloh of Borei Per Gafen, not Borei Per Gafen. So you know what? Well, if you need to drink before Shabbos, drink. Make an Allah Gefen, Vial Priya Gefen, Bracha Achas Main Shalosh. Wait some time and light candles, begin Shabbos. This is a very, I'm okay with this Baal Nefesh situation. Usually I'm not so good with it. Yeah, Bruce.
No, there are two things about this. One is, we started this thinking, we're covering out the halakhs here. No, but in fact, it's what we said much, in the previous talk, the water supply was
correct. Included. Yes,
and so you worked Friday. You came home.
They needed something to drink,
right? They're going to drink some alcoholic thing because that's what it is. In this case, maybe all you have is wine.
Right, correct. They just were looking to drink something, and their wine. Water was not so easy to come by. Yeah.
The second point is
fresh water. Yeah.
Why is this a problem when there is that thing about if they take out a better wine at a meal, about making another Borei Per Gafen? And we remember you said you have to look up whether that is it.
Shoot. I forgot. I know the F thing. I told about Matev. Okay.
You don't have to do it now. You can look it up.
No. Hey Siri, set an alarm for me at 8:35. Okay, and then I'm gonna go right to the. I know where to look. It's in the halachos of a meal and talks about the wine.
His note.
I forgot. Alarm will remind me.
His note here.
Yes,
he Steve. Brings the Levush, okay. Who takes a different approach, and he says, if you say let's make kiddush, it's like making a neder. And so a neder for a mitzvah, like you can't invalidate, apparently.
Right.
No, like you can't go to a court and have
it. Right.
And so then drinking before would be forbidden because you made a neder.
Right.
And then he brings up that you can't make a bracha on something that's forbidden. Like if you were going to eat chazer, you shouldn't make a bracha.
Right.
On that.
Right.
And so here too, he's wondering why you would make the bracha on the wine if it's forbidden. If you said let's.
Right. So you're saying that you put a real ither in between you and.
Right.
Right. So then there's a buffer zone of like a ned there, like a serious.
But don't you need to say. Ned, you're making a
vow. No, he said.
Something. You're not saying neder. It's not like
He says it's even hatra'ah. Because everybody knows what the penalty is for being machal.
Right.
So you don't need the hatra'ah. It's a neder.
Interesting. And therefore, that Shulchan Aruch thinks you need a Borei Per Gafen when you're fulfilling this neder now, when you're making Kiddush.
Right.
Because you put a genuine Torah history between you and wine in the interim.
If you drink without being a kiddush, then it would be like drinking something that would be sure that you shouldn't have a bracha on that wine at all.
Right.
So are we holding according to halacha? If you say something that you're making a vow, everything you say, I'm going to go get my
vow. That's how you say it.
What?
Well, yeah, nedarim are very specific in terms of the language. Sometimes it could be is he saying it's mamash a neder?
Yeah, he says it's a neder. But I think it's a neder because it's Shabbos. It's not like a psalm, I'm not going to have wine until dinner.
Correct.
And everybody knows that what the penalty is. And so
that's a fascinating approach. Wow. Okay. So there's that's fascinating. That guy's there. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham doesn't like that. Because he wouldn't say he would. The Magen Avraham wouldn't have taken that, wouldn't agree with the Levush because if it wasn't that there, he probably would also come out the same way. But he thought, no Borei Per Gafen. Yeah, Jeffrey. Yeah.
Two minor comments. One is you said at the end that so that we're, you know, drink. So I think according to the last comment of the Baal Nefesh, that isn't that you shouldn't drink before Shabbos. That is, you shouldn't drink, stop and say I'm going to make Kiddush, and then go back to drink. So I just mean, I think it's sort of like that second drinking after
stopping. Yeah, I mean, that would go along with
right.
This. And the other comment that is, you know, I was thinking about this. Maybe there is this sort of inherent silence about making a bracha acharona, and maybe that's the big difference. When somebody stops drinking,
yeah,
you know, and they say, let's go make Kiddush, I would assume, right, these are people,
you know, yeah,
who inherently, as soon as they stop, they will make a bracha acharona. And I think maybe that's a silent thing that is sort of in parentheses.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't state, but that is what they do.
But they,
that's why it comes up so much.
You think they made a bracha acharona? Well, if they made a bracha acharona, then there would be,
I mean, in every case they make a bracha
acharona. I would be surprised that the Shulchan Aruch would even address it then. Because then it would be almost too obvious as to what you have to do. I mean, obviously, if they made a bracha acharona, you've ended it, and now you have to make a bracha pir gavna. I think that here the cases of all these, well, we're about to read them, the next pages, is all cases of things that were happening before Shabbos that drag into Shabbos, right? So I think here they dafka didn't, and that's why, you know, Steve's the Levush's nether thing is interesting. I have to go and look at it a little bit. I don't think they're making a bracha. I think that's the whole crux. That's the problem here, is that they're never really ending what they did before. But Shabbos throws things a little bit for a loop here, because I'm doing this activity, but now Shabbos is demanding that I do another thing, which actually involves the very items that I was using before. Is how do I treat them? I don't think there's a bracha achrona here, though. Should they make a bracha achrona? Is an interesting question. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is suggesting here. Yeah, I think he's saying don't get involved in these scenarios. Either don't drink, okay? If you can't resist not drinking, make a bracha acharona, and then you'll talk about them accepting Shabbos.
Wedding scenario? Why didn't they make sheva bracha? You know, do their zeta brachot, the bench, and then go to Shabbos if you have the wedding meal. That takes 5-3 minutes, and then you go to Shabbos.
To end the wedding meal.
Talking about
well, because that because they because then they have to provide more food. They wanted the food to be the wedding meal to be the Shabbos dinner. They made amotzi earlier, and they won't make amotzi again. Well, because how can you have a wedding without those long challahs that go from here to up? They'll need to. By the way, in that situation, they need to put aside. You know, they'll need to put aside two rolls or whatever. You know, to break again when Shabbos starts. Right. Because
break is 3 minutes.
Yeah. You don't, but put it this way, because you do want to, it's not saying that earlier part counts as a Shabbos meal, but I would almost say it's a bracha shein tzricha. You don't need to bench. It's now Shabbos. I'm forced to make Kiddush now. Actually, which is going to be the scenario, now that you mentioned it, it's going to be the sivvav is going to be your scenario exactly about you finish the meal and it's just now Shabbos. Do I bench with the coast right now or do I make Kiddush? What do I do first? Because I have both obligations hanging over my head. So we will talk about that. You'd rather here's why, Bruce, because if I don't have any more food afterwards, if I have more food later, so then I could do that. If I don't have any more food to serve to be my Shabbos meal, I actually do want my meal to drag into Shabbos, because then when I make the Kiddush, the remaining part of the meal is my Shabbos Seuda. So I don't want to necessarily finish too early. Otherwise, I'll run into the problem of, now great, I'll make Kiddush, maybe I'll even make Hamotzi, but now I have no food left. And that's the bizarre that I don't really have any food to make my my meal over.
It's interesting that Bruce pointed out, time of the Shulchan Aruch, it was wine or beer, no water. So that,
right.
For him, it seems a more natural thing.
But maybe they were drinking wine.
Mishnah Berurah says, don't do it, because by that time they were drinking water. So
For him, it's like you could avoid the scenario, avoid the scenario. Correct. That's very possible. Yeah. Okay. Simi, do you have a question? Go ahead. Yeah.
Yes, I thought a few moments ago, irrespective of not having read it either of in the Mishnah Brura, the Chafetz Chaim, or from the Magen Avraham, or even in the Shulchan Aruch, that there was no bracha achrona till you suggested the bracha achrona. The bracha achrona is a wonderful way out because it creates a very clear separation between the two and lines up the appropriate brachot for Shabbos and everything else.
Yes.
I didn't understand that. And also remember, we had learned if you have something in the meal that is not ordinarily in the meal and mandates a separate bracha, like the apple and honey for Rosh Hashanah, it does not mandate a bracha achrona.
Right.
It's covered in the end by the ultimate bracha. Correct. So I just don't understand. I think the suggestion is excellent because it clears up everything.
Right.
I don't see that any of the chachamim that we're learning from suggested that.
So I think that implicit in the Mishnah Berurah's ending line there about Bal Nefesh Lizar Shlo Yovo to Lidei Kach is implying that. Now, he's saying don't get yourself in this scenario. I think that there are multiple ways to avoid this scenario. One is don't drink before Shabbos. Okay. Let's assume that in their world they drank because they didn't have water as accessible as many people were pointing out here around the table. Wine may have been easier in some ways to come by than fresh water. Or at least you were diluting anyways your water with wine. So, or diluting your wine with water was one of the two ways. One way is also to make a bracha acharona. That would be a very clean way to get yourself out of the scenario. Don't accept Shabbos upon yourself. Just say a bracha achrona, and you'll go set the table, and then you'll say, okay, guys, let's light candles, and we'll accept Shabbos, et cetera, et cetera. It's an easy way out in this. So, anyways, yes. Let's go to Chaf Beis. Afal Pisha Enam Rishoyim. The Mishnah Berurah here says, Hainu mitam dechala leam kiddush atayom. They're not allowed to drink it now because what has come upon them now is the obligation of Kedusha Sayom, the sanctity of the day, meaning I have to make Kiddush. So I can't drink until I make Kiddush. Kasavataz, the Kishalo Amr Bo'u Nekadesh. But if you don't say that phrase, Bo'u Nekadesh, come, let's make Kiddush, Elash Tehechshich, but rather it just got dark. Imratu Lachazor Velishkos, Eid Srichim Lachazor Ulevare. No. Ah. The author Mechamas to call him Kiddush. Let's say you didn't say this phrase. It just became regular Shabbos, regular Friday night. I was drinking before Shabbos started. Then Shkia came. It's Shabbos. Whether I like it or not, I didn't say any words. And my glass of wine is still sitting on the counter. Even though I'm not allowed to really, it's also for me to drink from it now until I make Kiddush. If I do go ahead and do the wrong thing, then I don't need to make a new bracha bar pi agafen. I shouldn't have sipped it, but if I do, I don't need to make a bracha. Right? Ha'isr levad ein osa hestach hadas. The isr by itself does not create a hestach hadas. Which, by the way, Steve, to the point of levush that you raised before, is an interesting challenge to that levush, this idea. Does an isr create a hestach hadas? Here, now this is only an isr derabanan, so that might be a difference also. Here, this Issa de Rabbanon of not drinking or tasting anything before you make Kiddush does not create a Hesach Hadas. You cannot say that an Issa creates a Hesach Hadas, right? That's what he's saying here. Very important principle, by the way. Issa doesn't create a Hesach Hadas. But maybe, to the Levush's point, right, as Steve brought up, maybe if it's an Issa de Oraisa, right, like a Neder that's been created, then the Hesach Hadas does get triggered. I don't know. That's an interesting question. That probably is a very interesting sugya, probably an interesting article to write for halachic periodical to write about the Hesach Hadas. Does he have anything about it here?
Yeah, he says,
Okay, so okay, but he's saying at least that for an Issa d'oraisa, because he had the Mishnah verse say very clearly, even though there's an Issa d'oraisa by itself doesn't count for Hesach Hadas, yeah. Either the Levush disagrees in its totality about this principle that no, Issurim do create a Hesach Hadas, or if it's a or at least an Issa d'oraisa creates a Hesach Hadas. Okay, so I bet you there are Rishon would disagree with him on this fact, but it's a fascinating opinion. I do understand. I get it. I do get it. Okay, so now let's keep going in the Ramah. Okay, back upstairs. So the Ramah says, Adam sheshochach lekadesh ad, turn the page, la'achar sheberach birchas hamotzi, v'niska kodem sheachal, yikadesh al hapas, v'achar kach yochal. Aval b'havdala, yochal tchila, zahari eim avdilan al hapas. If a person forgets to make kiddush until after they make the bracha of hamotzi, I don't know what they were thinking. Whatever. I'm not here to judge. They got confused.
Too much wine.
Too much wine before Shabbos. Yeah, good point, Steve. Too much wine before Shabbos. There's Shabbos now. And they go, the Baruch Atah Hashem, they're like literally holding a piece of bread. They don't even maybe have Lacha Mishnah with them. They're just like, they're from, like, I'm making a Baruch Atah Hashem before I do anything. So they wash, they make. They're about to take a bite of a challah roll. Not even Lacha Mishnah. Baruch Atah Hashem, Okeh Melech Olam, Motzi Lecha Min Haaretz. About to take a bite, and then rally your head, you realize, you say, what am I doing? It's Friday night, I have to make Kiddush. So you're in the middle of Hamotzi, you just made a Hamotzi. You're like, your Hamotzi is totally right now. Okay? And you remember before you take a bite of it. Nizkar B'kodem She'achal. So you Kaddish Al-Pas. So immediately, what should I do? I put my, I don't take the bite, I hold the bread in my hand, and I go, okay, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddush Hashem Atzav Eretz Avraham, Shabbat Kodesh Yom Tov Nechila, Zikaron L'Maaseh Reishis, Kiyu Yom Techila L'Mikra Kodesh. You just make Kiddush right then and there with the bread in your hand. And then V'achar Kach Yochal. And then go ahead and eat the challah.
Which have now, a huge hefsek between the bracha and the challah and eating it.
Well, but the same goes every week with the wine, right? Well, you make Baruch Piyagaf and then you make the bracha for Kiddush. The reason is that that's okay. And we do that often. When there's a mitzvah attached to the wine bracha always comes first, and then the mitzvah, brachos of the mitzvah come afterwards. So this is one example. Another example is that what is it, Bruce?
Havdalah.
Right? We make Baruch Piyagaf at the beginning of the Havdalah, then we make all the other brachos, which are essential parts of the mitzvah, and then we drink at the end. At a wedding, the rabbi will make the bracha bar pegava, and then the birchas erusin, the bracha, even at the shav brachos under the chuppah, okay, not for the rest of the week. The first bracha is borei piagafen, and then the shav brachos, which are a mitzvah, follow along afterwards. At a brit mila, bar piagafen, and then the bracha of asher kidash yidid mibetem, right. So it's whenever there's a mitzvah that's enhanced with wine. The wine bracha comes first, but we were making the mitzvah over the wine. It's not a break, though. It's not a hefsek because the wine is an integral part of the mitzvah. And how do I know that? The proof is in the pudding that we even make the bracha bar paragraph. The way the mitzvah is done over the wine while it's literally hanging, needing to be drunk, I, at that point, do the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is done with wine to enhance it. That's actually done purposefully by the rabbis like that. So here it's the same idea. If I end up making kiddush over the bread, so even if I was doing that with chatchila because I didn't have wine, and I knew exactly what I was doing, you would make the hamotzi first, and then you would go forward with the kiddush bracha.
That's why you said
make the kiddush. That's like over the wine, kiddush over the wine. That's literally what it means. Like you're over the wine is. I made the wine bracha, and now I continue. Here it's with the bread. Now the funny part here is that I didn't know what I was doing when I started. So I made hamotzi lecha min haaretz. And then I was like oblivious in the moment. I was about to take a bite, realized, ooh, it's probably already after Shkia. I need to actually say Kiddush now. And I'm stuck because I need to eat. I can't make a bracha. I don't want to make this be a bracha livatala where I made a hamotzi for no reason, but I can't eat until I make Kiddush. So I'm now caught in between a rock and a hard place and I have to go forward with making Kiddush, even though I have wine perhaps in the house. So, but I'm stuck now.
So I'm saying, if you don't have wine,
yeah, oh, for sure. Yes, but here I probably had wine available in the house. I said hamotzi, and now I'm in the middle of my whole situation here. So now comes the question. Well, we know the Rama says yikadesh al hapas. Look how he explains in the next two comments of the Mishnah Berurah, Chaf Gimel and Chaf Dalad. Kodem she'achal, haynu kodem she'tam prusas hamotzi. Before I taste the bread on which I made hamotzi, the la'achar she'tam, if I already tasted it, I mean, I did the wrong thing and I ate, took a bite. So then, yekadesh al hayayin im yeshlo. Then, okay, whatever, it's over. Yeah, the moment's over. So now go grab a cup of wine and you'll make kiddush the right way. The amasha enkein kodem zeh, but if I catch myself before I take the bite, tzarich lekadesh al hapas. I need to make the kiddush on the bread, even though afal pi sheyesh lo yayin, even though there is wine available in the house. The im lo chein yeh bor pir gofen hefsek ben birchas hamotzi la'achila, because otherwise then the bor pir gofen creates a hefsek for the hamotzi, because I didn't take the bite of the hamotzi. First I have to say the bor pir gofen, then I have to drink the wine. Then I take the bite of it. That's a hefsek. That's the hefsek, and that's the problem. So therefore, you just stick with the hamotzi, and you continue with the kiddush, with the bread. Mihu tzarich lahavi now. But let's say I did that in this very odd scenario where I made kiddush over the bread by accident. Now I start the meal. I was literally just holding a lachmaniyah. I was just holding one roll. I wasn't thinking like, oh, I'm starting my meal now. I was just absentmindedly taking a bite. Or I was going to take a bite. So now, after I make the kiddush over the one challah roll, and I take a bite of the challah roll at the end of kiddush, tzarich lahavi lechem lefanav od lechem mishnah. I need to go back and bring two whole loaves to the table. V'zeh lo mikrei hefsek. The idea of lechem mishnah that wasn't fulfilled at the kiddush time, when I said amotzi, is not considered a hefsek in the mitzvah of lechem mishnah. Dehave mitzorech se'uda. Lechem mishnah is mitzorech se'uda. The kiddush is not the beginning of the se'uda. The se'uda always begins with a hamotzi. The reason we cover the challah, generally speaking, is because I don't want it to be, because if I'm really starting a se'uda, I should start with the bread. But we cover it so that we are permitted to make the kiddush with the wine. Watch this. And he says, Avizelo mikri hafsek dehave mitzorech se'uda uchadel v'simin kuf Samech Zayin Tevav. The bread is really the beginning of the Seuda, as we talked about earlier in Shulchan Aruch. And it's important to note here. It's important to note. Tommy, you can follow along with this. Is note 34 in my Dirshu edition. So you don't have that supposed to be in front of you. I'm sorry. So just listen. You're not going to make a motzi again on the lechem mishnah that we bring out now at the beginning of the meal. What's the hochashivas of lechem mishnah? Like, I'm not even doing anything with it. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach explains, Ikar din lechem mishnah, eino be'etzem habracha. Lechem mishnah is not at its core connected to the bracha of hamotzi. Now, halacha of lechem mishnah doesn't have to be connected to hamotzi. Ela dinu shetchilas ha-se'uda tiyeh b'shnei lechamim. The beginning of the meal must start with two loaves of bread. When you start your meal, you must on the table have two whole loaves of bread, zecher leman, in order to fulfill the mandate of remembering the miracle of the man on Friday that fell double and on Shabbos didn't fall. Umishum kach kevin shadayin lo achal nehapas. And since, let me add one fact or correct one fact, at least according to Rosh Hashanah Arbach. He says, because of this, after I say hamotzi lechem in aretz, and I say the bracha of the kiddush, and now I'm done, and I have to eat the bread, he says, don't take a bite yet, Rav Shlomo Zalman says. Yishum kach, shadayin lo achal me'apas, I shouldn't have eaten. Go grab the other lechem mishnah. Go grab the other chalero, hold it together, then take a bite. Because that way, when you're beginning, right, that clarifies things. Because like when you're really beginning, you're taking your first bite or your first taste of the meal, it's with lechem mishnah present. And he says, "Mishum kach kevin shadayin lo achal me'apas nechshav hadavar ketchilas hasuda." Now this is considered the beginning of the meal. Umoila hapas telecha mishnah, and the one roll that I had there. Okay, good. Now I'm making it into lecha mishnah. I'm putting a second piece of. And by the way, if this piece that I was holding was just a slice of bread, then you should go and grab two lecha mishnah, put them on the table, and probably take a bite from the slice, because you just need the lecha mishnah there to fulfill this idea of zecher leman, to remember the man. Again, these are very strange scenarios that I would not recommend you catch yourself and find yourself in them. And I would almost doubt that anyone around the table has ever found themselves in such a situation. Yes? No? Okay, good.
Why on
Shabbos? Yes.
Why on Shabbos day and you have half the challah left over from Erev Shabbos?
Yeah.
Why don't you have the two left in Mishnah? You make your bracha over it, then cut challah.
That's
what you're saying. Use the cut challah.
Use the cut challah. Because that's what I made the hamotzi on in this weird scenario. You really should make the hamotzi. Don't, you know, not to play games. We should use lechem mishnah to make hamotzi. We're going to belly. In a couple of simanim, there's the whole hilchos metziah sapat on Friday night. How do you cut the challah on Friday? How do you make hamotzi? So you're really supposed to use two whole loaves. Here, you were take a piece of bread in your hand. You made hamotzi lechem in aras because you were just trying to taste something. And then, oof, caught myself. You know, so but this was the bread I was holding when I said hamotzi to go grab some other bread. Maybe a halakhically challenging situation. Go back to our what we learned a few years ago about some of the laws about bracha mishona. So I'll take a bread of that. It's not ideal. The whole thing is not ideal here. But this is what you do in this less than ideal circumstance, and that's how you catch yourself.
So you take a bite, and then you go grab the other bread.
You take a bite, and
you
want to make sure grab the other bread, so you have lechem mishnah present, and then take that delicious first bite.
But then you stop. You said the bracha. You stop. You go grab a bread.
Yeah, but you're talking. Don't talk. You go quickly grab the lechem mishnah. So there's lechem mishnah on the table. No half steak. I just no talking. No one's talking. And okay, I put the lechem mishnah on the table. Everyone sees the lechem mishnah. Good. Now we can take a bite. Right. And that, again, this is very foreign to us. This is not how we do Friday night. We are so trained. By the way, anyone here sitting on the table should feel like this is the experience of the mimetic tradition of Judaism. Like, I have such an allergy to reading some of the things I'm reading. Like, this is not how we do it. But this is how you do it if this is a scenario that happens to you. Many of us would not have instinctively ever done these things. We would have actually done something different, I would guess. If we found ourselves in a meal that was leading into Shabbos, or we would actually have to change how we approach things. So, anyways, that is the halacha here. All right, one last comment, then I have to stop and pause here. Chaf Dalet Yekadesh Alapas wrote to Lomar Rechav Dalet Shiyomer Birchas Asher Kedishanu V'lo Yomer Atal Yabayechulu Rak Besochas Seuda. I also said hamotzi. I'm in the middle of a bracha. Saying vayechulu is a half-sake in the bracha. Vayechulu is extraneous. It's not part of the bracha. So, great. You'll say vayechulu in the middle of the meal. Vayechulu, we talked about why vayechulu is important. We attach it as a preamble of Kiddush, but it's before the bracha bor pe'agafen. That's why if ever there's a scenario where you need to say something to somebody or somebody is doing something, a kid is doing something at the table, you can talk during vayechulu. It's not, maybe it's doesn't feel right, but you didn't make a bracha yet. You're not in the middle of a bracha at that point. So if you miss the vayechulu, you'll say it, you'll catch it afterwards in the meal. You'll say vayechulu for everybody there. All right, we'll finish up the rest of the comments of the Mishnah Berurah next time. And we'll go on to Vav, which was Bruce's situation of in Gamar Seudoso, Bekide Shayomi. You finished the meal, but now it's Shabbat started before you bench. So do you bench first or do you make Kiddush first? And do you use one cup or two cups? Because they always used to bench over a kos. And do you drink in between? So we'll talk about, again, another funny scenario that probably has never happened in most people's lives. But we'll discuss it. And we'll figure out what the right approach is to that scenario. Okay, very good. All right, we'll stop here. Have a great day, everybody.
Rav?
Yes.
Rav, could I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
What Hinda Ray